Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Pablo Sandoval looks like a retired offensive guard. Okay? This weekend, there was a picture of Pablo Sandoval taking grounders. First of all, I got to say this. I'm super impressed with Pablo Sandoval. Do you know why I'm super impressed with Pablo Sandoval? Because if you can still play baseball and you look like that, that's impressive, right? I mean, that's a retired guard. That's not an in-shape NFL guard. That's a retired NFL guard. Okay? Understand that. There's a huge difference. Huge difference. Guards in the NFL are fat, but they look like they're in shape fat, right? Then there's out of shape fat. That you don't want to look like. That's what Pablo Sandoval looks like. Holy moly. Kung Fu Panda. Wow. That guy looks like he hit every buffet in San Francisco.
Kung Fu Expanda.
Yeah, well, there we go. Nice job, Kung Fu Expanda. Very good. I like that one. Kung Fu Expanda. I mean, seriously, dude. That guy
you
is...
You can see the stitching on his uniform is screaming.
He's stretching stuff. I mean, word has it there were like four equipment guys on to try to get his clothes on. You know, because that thing was all stretched out. I mean, seriously. Kung Fu Panda right now, he walks and there's earthquakes. And people in San Francisco would be freaking out, but it's an earthquake. No, it's Pablo Sandoval. He's walking. That's probably what's going on in San Francisco right now in Northern California. Every time he walks, there's a seismic reading on what's going on with Pablo Sandoval. Hey, this is nuts, dude. Think about that. How do you play baseball? How do you bend over for a grounder if you're Pablo Sandoval? I mean, think about this. Pregnant women look skinnier than Pablo Sandoval right now. Pablo Sandoval looks like he's pregnant with quadruplets. And he looks like he's 4 months overdue. I mean, Pablo Sandoval's pregnant for 13 months right now. That's really what's going on. Pablo Sandoval is so big, they have closed down all the buffets in Northern California. Not because of COVID, because of Pablo Sandoval. Hey, this is impressive. I mean, from one fat guy to another, and there's always that fat guy that's athletic and can overcome the fatness. Like when I was a kid, we'd watch What's Happening and we'd go, how does Rerun dance like that? You know what I mean? And then you watch Refrigerator Perry scoring touchdowns, dunking basketball. How does he do that? Right? There are these special big people that you can tell they're amazing athletes because they still do amazing things, and yet they're carrying around four other human beings. It's impressive, man. I got to give Pablo Sandoval some credit. I mean, I know the manager says he's not, you know, Gabe Kapler says he's not worried, but I'd be worried. I'd be worried about Pablo's health. I'm not worried about him playing. Obviously, the fat guy can play baseball. I mean, Babe Ruth, there you go. Big fat guy, one of the greatest of all time. What was the name of the Mets guy? Sid Fernandez, whatever. They're all the same. I can say that. Anyway, so Sid... Sid had an ass that was the size of an 80-inch screen. Seriously, they would ask Sid Fernandez to take over at certain drive-ins because their screen was down, they could use his ass. I mean, that's kind of what it was with Sid. Pablo Sandoval, I mean, in today's COVID world, he might be able to be a big screen in the drive-in.
You got to think that the MLB's like, God, if this guy makes the team, it just makes us look so non-athletic. This is a guy, an embarrassment to the MLB.
Nah, not really. Right? I mean, no. The history of the game is known with a fat guy named Babe Ruth.
Yeah, but he ain't no Babe Ruth.
He's been a hell of a player. He's put up numbers fat for years.
Yeah, but he's got somebody in the locker room tying his shoe for him because he can't bend over and tie it himself.
As long as he can hit the baseball, that's all that matters. That's my point, that there are those guys.
For you.
That it's so impressive that there are those athletes that get overweight and still can manage to get it done. I mean, this guy gets older and fatter every year, and yet somehow or another he's pitching. What's this guy's name? He's retired right now. He's waiting for somebody. He's pitched for the Mets.
Bartolo Colon.
I mean, Bartolo Colon gets...
He hit his first home run.
Bartolo...
against the Padres last year.
Bartolo Colon can no longer go into locker rooms. He just doesn't fit through the door anymore. He has to go in through the service entrance of every stadium because that's nice and wide. I mean, that's kind of what's happened with Bartolo. You know what I mean? Yet, somehow or another, he weeble wobbles all the way to the mound, and he still pitches.
So he comes out of that big opening between the two bullpens in the outfield?
Yeah.
Because he can't go through the dugout?
I mean, it's impressive. I got to, you know.
You know what? Speaking of a guy that blew up, you remember Miggy, our guy.
Yes.
He went to Detroit.
Yeah. But
he
chunky. But, you know, he had an alcohol issue.
Oh, he's too thirsty?
Yeah, he had an alcohol issue. That was his problem there.